Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You asked me, I want to get to some of these calls here, 216-474-0092, about the Barry press conference and this setback with Deshaun Watson looks like an out. It looks like we might have a parole hearing here from Brown's prison, and we might be able to get a, we might be staying in the Brewer sooner than we thought, which would be for Browns fans out there would be great, because I don't think they're, by the way, if they move on from Deshaun, if they're actually able to move on from this, right, it's not like all of a sudden next year they're going to be 11-6 or 12-5. I'd love it to be that way, and maybe, for all I know, maybe it will. I will hold out hope for anything because there will be new life. But at least you get the start. You know, that's why I make the analogy. Like, most people don't get to leave. When I watch the movies, like, Brooks didn't just get to leave prison and become a millionaire. Like, he went to the halfway house. I know how it ended. I don't want to talk about that. But either way, like, hopefully we can start to begin the steps to mend. Because that's what I think, that's what I think we need. That's what this franchise and this fan base needs. This is as down as I've seen this franchise since I've started here at The Fan. And that would mean my entire life. They are as negative and downtrodden with this franchise as I've ever seen it. And think about the type of years that takes into account. They know they need some goodwill. They know they do. They're getting killed on social media. I mean, they post the video of Rodney. They're getting killed.
Yeah, not allowed to do anything.
I mean, they're not. I know it's like, hey, they need to focus on winning, and then they'll eventually. This is a step towards focusing on winning. Because, guys, it's been such a distraction, and it's the same damn thing repeating itself. That's why we got so upset during 2021. Your teammates are tired of being asked whether or not they think you're terrible. And it started to happen again this year. And it casts a terrible pall over everybody in the room. It's like, we got to separate from this. This has to move on. And so now this gives you a chance to move on. But you asked me, the 98% thing. I said I was 98% sure that they're going to take a quarterback at number two in the draft, and they are going to bring in a veteran. They'll bring in a veteran before that. You said you think they're going to move down.
I was surprised. I know I heard Daryl in the afternoon show yesterday say that he thought they were definitely trading down. So it's interesting to hear how split the fan base is, that nobody seems to know how they're going to operate, because what have you been told all year? Not a good quarterback class. Okay, but what have you been told about the available options? Kirk Cousins, worst season he's had in a long time. Aaron Rodgers, worst season he's had in a long time. Justin Fields couldn't even win the starting job in Pittsburgh. Like, there are not a lot of good options here, at least on paper right now. I can always try to sell you that a draft pick can be a lot better than you think he's going to be, because that just happened with a few of the guys in last year's draft class.
I got nothing that tells me this from anybody. I have no sourcing, no nothing. This is all based on my intuition. These are jobs that are hard to come by. For us, again, we look at it and go, what's best for the franchise? Because we're never going anywhere. We are general managers for life. So you don't want to waste your time with anybody you don't think is good. If you don't think Cam Ward is good, or you don't think Shador Sanders is good, you're not going to like hearing this. But these guys, Anthony, are they guaranteed 2026 if 2025 is a failure?
No.
Are they even guaranteed?
No, they're not guaranteed next year.
Like, could you see them being fired at the end of September?
I said yesterday I could see a house cleaning if they start out 1-4, so 1-5.
They believe that they're good at their jobs. No matter what we think, no matter what our confidence is, they believe they're good at their jobs. They can fix this thing. They're given this lifeline of another year. They haven't been fired yet. People can't believe they haven't been fired yet. So here they are. They have another lifeline. You're going to do what you can to build your way through. So if you just bring in Kirk Cousins and you end up going to 6-11, you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
If you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you end up going 6-11, or whoever you want to bring in, and you end up going 6-11 or 7-9 even, you're probably going to get 7-10, you're going to get fired.
Aaron just won 5 games this year.
There you go. If you bring in Cam Ward, and Cam Ward takes you in, you start the season with a Kirk Cousins, and Cam Ward ends up finishing the season going, hey, you know, we might not have got where we need to go. Maybe you finish 9-8. How much better does 9-8 look? You don't even make the playoffs. How much better does 9-8 look with Cam Ward as the quarterback?
As long as Cam looks like he has a lot of potential.
As long as he looks like there's potential. And even though a fan is, I guarantee there's guys driving up 77 right now, shaking their head going, you got to be bleeping kidding me. It's their jobs that are on the line. It makes us get a little bit more desperate. And so you will start to talk yourself into it. They'll draft one of these guys, and I'll pray to God that they end up working out, that this ends up being the guy. And maybe for a glimpse of it, it will. It elongates the contract. So now you get to go into 2026's draft. And maybe Cam Ward, if he plays well, I'm just using him as the example, right? Cam Ward, if he plays well, that's going to make so-and-so look better. That's going to make DeJuan Jones look better. That's going to make Greg Newsome maybe look better, or Grant Delpit look better. Or maybe we'll get JOK back. Maybe we won't. I have no idea. God, I pray for him. Maybe we'll get some of these guys looking better, because when you're winning, they happen to look better. When you're winning more and there looks like there's a guy that can do something for you, they all look a little bit better. And so you're able to keep your job, and then you're hoping in 2026, okay, now we can really strike. Now this kid's going to really get going. Or it's going to end up in a big dumpster fire, and yeah, we'll blow it up. So that's where they're at right now. So it's our jobs are not on the line as fans. Their jobs are.
Well, yeah, you wonder the level of desperation now. People say, well, they're in job-saving mode. I just think they're going to do whatever they can to win games quickly. They're not thinking about the Browns 2 years from now, what's prudent for the organization. Mm-hmm. As I told you, what's probably prudent, it's the one fact nobody wants to hear, is, yeah, trade Myles Garrett, get 2 first-round picks, one of those in the following draft, and now you really have some ammo to cook with to try to rebuild the Browns in earnest. All right, nobody wants to sit around for that, so that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do what's best for the future of the Browns, or even
that's
the near
scary.
Future.
That scares me. Yeah.
They're going to do a lot of things to try to win and win now. Fortunately, they have an owner that's going to spend money to do it, because mm-hmm. it does take a lot of money.
Yeah.
You don't think Cincinnati would love to have that kind of money, but I know no one's going to want to hear that right now.
And what I feel bad about, Tone, is everything you're saying is absolutely right, but that's the situation they've landed themselves in. I can't condone it. Guys, this is not a full-throated endorsement. I'm just telling you how I feel that they're going to operate. And what scares me the most is that, you know, if they took a Cam Ward and Cam Ward isn't ready to do it, and he goes out there and he falls flat on his face and they end up sucking up the room, we'll go right back to the well in a good draft class and go and pick somebody else, and he will be old news. So all of a sudden, this guy's going to go from a guy who helped resurrect Miami football to, maybe in the course of 2 years, old news in the NFL. It's a scary scenario. That's how much a bad franchise, or a franchise that's desperate, can ruin a career. Ruin it. And we've seen that here before. I pray to God it doesn't happen here now. I pray. Because I do believe, hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That's fine. I do believe that they will, if they decide to not take a rookie quarterback at that level and they go down, I will have a strong level of respect going, you did what you believe was right by the franchise and not what was just right about your own job. And I'll always be able to respect you for that. Because you can take a franchise quarterback, you can take a veteran quarterback, trade down, take Will Compton, take a Will Johnson, take one of them guys. You could trade down, you can do a lot of things. And I go, that's better for the overall health of the franchise and their future. Or you can do what you can to keep your own job, because you know what you're doing and other people don't. You believe you know what you're doing, you believe other people don't, and you're going to take yourself a quarterback because you talk yourself to fall in love with it. You become desperate. And that's what a lot, and guys, 9 times out of 10 or probably 99 out of 100 in the NFL, that's what they end up doing.
Well, we got to start getting gearing up for pro days, for combines.
Yep. That's what they end up
doing. See if any guys even participate in those things anymore.
You guys aren't stupid. You guys know how this league works. We've been part of those teams that have done this many times. And gear up, I think we're going to get ready to do it again.
Hand sizes.
Ron in Warrensville Heights. You're first up in the fan. Hello, Ron.
Got big hands, Ron.
Man.
Yeah, what size hands you got, Ron? You got big mitts?
Big who?
Big hands. You got big hands?
Yeah, I got big hands.
Okay, good.
Okay, real quick, let me talk about you guys, you know, is everybody blind? The Browns are 2 to 3 years behind. You have to trade Myles Garrett. They're 2 to 3 years behind. That's number one. Number two, Stefanski made a comment yesterday. He said they didn't get much from the quarterback position. Here's my concern. Here's my question. We didn't get much from him. We didn't get much from Stefanski. Or Paul Dip, whatever his name is. last but not least, Stefanski. Didn't everybody see last year he quit on the team? He gave up his position to become the head coach and let the dude be the offensive coordinator. Didn't the offensive coordinator win more games as offensive coordinator than Stefanski won this year as offensive coordinator? I'll hang up and listen.
I really don't understand that part of it.
Well,
the OC
they
thing.
Had different quarterbacks. So that was brought up at the time. They were like, how do we, if we were conducting a scientific experiment, we're not really isolating the variable here. We letting one coach.
We didn't have a control.
Yeah, exactly. The control. We had one coach handle one quarterback. We had another coach handle another. And so we're never going to be able to parse out who's responsible for what. And all we did the second half of the season was see Stefanski shaking his head. Was he shaking his head at the quarterback play, the decision-making, the calls that were made at the line of scrimmage, or who was up in the box? Well, the guy who was up in the box got fired the minute the season ended.
Yes, he did.
There was progress, though, in the phone calls, because yesterday the first call said trade Miles in the first sentence. Today, it was the second sentence.
It was the second sentence. Before I go to break, let me again ask you. This is almost rhetorical, but you've said it. You believe that Kevin Stefanski's job is on the line, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very much so. That he could be fired even halfway through 2025.
A quarter of the way.
Do you or do you not believe that he helped expedite the process to get to 3-14?
Yes.
You think Kevin Stefanski decided to trot out Bailey Zappe or Dorian Thompson-Robinson out there and eat this you-know-what in front of the fan base to trade down in this draft? A guy who has worked with quarterbacks his entire career and knows that quarterbacks are the most important thing. You think he did that to trade down in this draft?
I do have some thoughts on that.
They're taking a quarterback.
It's not just that pick, remember.
They're taking a quarterback.
People have got to know that second overall pick in the second round could loom large for them getting back into the first round.
Very true. Very true. 216-474-0092. But if you believe that there was participation by the head coach, and there's lots of evidence to it, and do that just so they could trade down and take an offensive tackle.